In the first reading today, St. Paul talks about this man who had died and was taken up to heaven and then was brought back to life. Now you can look in the Old Testament. We know that that happened on a few occasions. We see Jesus himself raising a few people from the dead. And obviously this would be something quite extraordinary back then. They didn't have paramedics with paddles that could go and, you know, get somebody's heart started. And so this was really an astounding thing to think that somebody would be able to come back to life. Even today, when it happens, we're still astounded. But it's not so much a matter that he came back to life, it's a matter of what he reported. These days, I suppose we would call this a near-death experience. The problem with that is it's a misnomer. The people died. There's no way that they could describe what they describe if their soul was still in the body. And so when St. Paul even goes on saying, whether he was in the body or out of the body, I don't know, but God knows, but this man was brought to heaven. Whether he's in the body or out of the body, God knows, I don't know, but then he goes on to describe how he heard words that can't be repeated and all these other things. Over the years, the commentators have all said that St. Paul's talking about himself. He's putting it in third person because he's only going to talk about his weaknesses. I remember St. Paul was stoned to death. They thought that he had died. They dragged him outside the city. All the other disciples came, gathered around him, started to pray, and he came back to life. And then they were all shocked when he got up and walked back into the city after they had just stoned him. And so he's talking about his own experience. I suppose you might say, well, maybe he heard from somebody who said, well, yeah, I went to heaven, and well, I don't know exactly, but I heard some things that I can't repeat. No, in heaven, the saints have talked about what they think heaven is going to be like. St. Paul didn't actually enter into heaven itself. If he did, he never would have come back. Even toward the end of his life, as he was talking about, he said, I don't know which is better, for me to go or for me to stay. And if you had that experience, you saw what was going on. You wouldn't want to be around here. You wouldn't want to be around here for 1 second longer than you needed to. No, he didn't enter into the fullness of heaven. Yes, he had a near-death experience, as they would call it today. Yes, he saw things and experienced things because his soul went from here to there. But he didn't enter into heaven itself. That's what we have to understand. There are some of these people that have written books on their supposed near-death experience where the whole thing is just total New Age garbage. It's pure fiction. So you need to be really, really careful about some of these things. But for those that actually are real, the details that they give, again, none of them actually enter into paradise. They know where they're headed. Some of them that I've talked to myself knew that they were going the other direction. It was total darkness. It was total despair. They weren't going someplace that was pleasant and they saw the light. No, it was just the opposite. Needless to say, when those people came back, they got their life together and realized they had a choice to make. So we look again at all these situations and ask, what do we make of this? What we make of it is that St. Paul, who obviously had the faith and was preaching the faith, now had this experience. And with that experience, he was able now to even present things from a different perspective. There was an understanding that he had now that he didn't before, based on that experience. So he was confident before, but now it's augmented. He still needed to be purified. all these things that he talks about in the first reading, you know, all the sufferings that he went through, even with that, again, he's talking about something that happened 14 years earlier. And so all those other things followed. Even then, it wasn't until he wrote to the Galatians, which is one of the later of his letters, that he could say, the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So even having that experience, that didn't purify him perfectly. Certainly it was a huge step along the way, and he obviously recognized it didn't matter what he had to suffer, it was worth it. And he even said that. The sufferings of the present are as nothing compared to the glory to be revealed in us. He knew because he had that vision. He was there, not within yet, but he was there. So this is why he can say these things with such confidence. It's why he could go through all of these things and not bat an eyelash. And St. John Chrysostom talks about this, and he said, St. Paul desired suffering more than you and I desire presents. You know, we love Christmas presents and whatever else. No, he didn't care about it. He wanted to be united with Christ. That's all that mattered, because he had seen that. He had experienced that. He knew. And just as he himself talked about the fact that all the things written in the Old Testament were written for our instruction, that's the background that he's looking at things from. So that's exactly what he's doing. He's writing this for our instruction, letting us know not only that this is real, but it does not matter what you have to endure down here. It's worth every bit of it. St. Peter would even go so far as to say that we will share in the glory only to the degree that we share in the suffering of Christ. So if you're given a great deal of suffering in Christ, there's going to be a great deal of glory being shown through you. That's the way that things operate in the spiritual life. So we look at what St. Paul is telling us and what he's teaching us, and he's calling us ultimately to be able to put our focus where it belongs. That's what he was able to do. And again, we can all look at it and say, yeah, if that had happened to me, sure, I'd have my focus there too. Do you really have to have that happen before you get your focus there? When you know what the truth is it necessary to be able to actually have that kind of experience? No. It's already there for our instruction. It's not necessary that we all experience it in order to know that that's what needs to be the priority. So that's what St. Paul is able to teach us. And he's able to teach us with great confidence, but the question now is we have to look at it and say, am I able to receive it? That's the real question. While it might sound kind of cool to say, wow, wouldn't it be neat if we could just leave the body for a few minutes and go up to heaven and be able to have this experience? Yeah, it would be pretty cool, I suppose. It's going to happen one day. Probably not that you're going to come back, but we're all going to die and we're all going to stand before the Lord one day. So it will all happen. But in the present, we can all learn from St. Paul's experience and from what he teaches based on his experience so that we can put our focus on the things of heaven, so that we can look at seeking that greater union with Jesus. That's what he was into. That's what he was all about. We're being transformed from one degree of glory to the next because we're looking at the Lord with unveiled faces, he says. That's the gift that has been given to all of us. You don't need to stand before the Lord in heaven for judgment before you figure that out. It's already there for us. So that's what we can learn from this. you probably don't want to have to go. I mean, again, it could be a cool experience, but if you need to be stoned to death before that happens to you, you probably don't want that either. You know, it's like, well, if I could just have the experience without going through the rest of it. Now, there's got to be a reason why your soul left the body. There's got to be some reason why you died. You know, that's not probably what most of us are signing up for. Hey, wouldn't that be cool? Yeah, don't think about it. Just think about the Lord. Think about union with Him. And then when it comes to the day when the soul is going to leave your body, that will be a great day of rejoicing, because you are going to be looking so forward to being united with Jesus. You've spent your life focused on Him. You've spent your life serving Him. And now you get to spend eternity with Him. That is going to be for you a great day of rejoicing, because it's what you've been looking forward to and it's what you've been living for. That's what we have to learn from St. Paul. That's what he did. That was what his life was all about. Sure, he had this experience, and we haven't. We don't need to. Just like we don't need to cross the Red Sea to be able to know that that's what happened. We don't need to be at Mount Sinai to be able to know that Moses came down with the Ten Commandments. We can read about it. We know it. We know what happened to St. Paul. Now we learn from that. Now we put it into practice, so that what he experienced that day, not only will we experience that, but far, far more. He just made it up there and then had to come back. If we're in the state of grace, we're not just going to make it there. We get to enter, and we get to have the fullness of life and the fullness of union with Jesus. And it's not just words that can't be uttered. It's going to be sounds, beautiful sounds that we've never heard, beautiful colors that we've never seen, the most gorgeous, glorious music that's never even entered the mind of a human being to be able to write or to play. It will be so far beyond our wildest imagination. That's why St. Paul could say, eye has not seen and ear has not heard, nor has it so much as dawned on the imagination of man what God has prepared for those who love him. That's what he has for you. So just learn the lesson from St. Paul without having to have the experience, and then put it into practice. Focus on Jesus. Put your focus on the things of heaven, not the things of earth, because you're already seated at God's right hand in Christ. Now we simply look forward to the day of its fulfillment.